page 116, global brands not only populate the shelves of the world's stores, but also fill informational flows through marketers' efforts to transport messages and promotional techniques across borders. In an effort to economize on international marketing expenditures, producers have sought ways to standardize their MARET offerings across countries. This kind of strategy runs against traditional notions of tailoring one's marketing strategy to local tastes, and can amplify the sense of international marketing as a form of foreign cultural invasion. However, a sense of foreignness is desirable in many markets and to many consumers, and may contribute to the formation of transnational similarities in material lifestyles. Given that most of these brands are Western, some observers see the transportation of products and advertising across countries as agents of cultural change that cause a loss of local culture and tradition. The emergence of global consumer economy can be seen as a force that homogenizes material life, though the intensity of this homogenization should not be exaggerated. Scholars have had different expectations of how culture might react to these changes, with some expecting a global homogenization of consumer tastes, others a balkanization of global markets into trends.